Chapter 17. Civilized nations recognize but three methods of dealing with prisoners captured in war. They are either paroled or exchanged or put in prison. That is what was done with them in our rebellion. It is not allowable to shoot prisoners. At least it is not generally done when they are seated unconscious of danger at a table. It may be said, however, that, as these two men were in arms against the government, they were only suffering the punishment of their crime, and that this is not a good instance of an atrocity. There are, however, unfortunately, many other instances in which the victims were non-combatants and their death simply murder. But it is extremely difficult to tell convincingly of these cases, without giving names, and the giving of names might lead to more deaths in Sagwa. It is also difficult to convince the reader of murders for which there seems to have been no possible object. And yet Sereros and other guerrillas are murdering men and boys in the fields around Sagwa as wantonly and as calmly as a gardener cuts down weeds. The stories of these butcheries were told to me by Englishmen and Americans who could look from their verandas over miles of fields that belonged to them, but who could not venture with safety 200 yards from their doorsteps. They were virtually prisoners in their own homes, and every spot of ground within sight of their windows marked where one of their laborers had been cut down, sometimes when he was going to the next central on an errand, or to carry the mail, and sometimes when he was digging potatoes or cutting sugar cane within sight of the forts. Passes and orders were of no avail. The guerrillas tore up the passes, and swore later that the men were suspects, and were at the moment of their capture carrying messages to the insurgents. The stories these planters told me were not dragged from them to furnish copy for a newspaper, but came out in the course of our talk, as we walked over the small extent which the forts allowed us. My host would say, pointing to one of the Pacificos huddled in a corner of his machine shop, colon, that man's brother was killed last week about 300 yards over there to the left, while he was digging in the field. Or, in answer to a question from our consul, he would say, colon, oh, that boy who used to take care of your horse, some guerrillas shot him a month ago. After you hear stories like these during an entire day, the air seems to be heavy with murder, and the very ground on which you walk smells of blood. It was the same in the town, where anyone was free to visit the cartel, and view the murdered bodies of the Pacificos hacked, and beaten and stretched out as a warning, or for public approbation. There were six, so exposed while I was in Sagua. In Matanzas they brought the bodies to the plaza at night, when the band was playing, and the guerrillas marched around the open place with the bodies of 18 Cubans swinging from the backs of ponies with their heads hanging down, and bumping against the horses' knees. The people flocked to the sides of the plaza, to applaud this ghastly procession, and the men in the open CAFA-copyrights cheered the guerrilla chief and cried, "Long live Spain!" Speaking dispassionately, and with a full knowledge of the details of many butcheries, it is impossible for me to think of the Spanish guerrillas otherwise than as worse than savage animals. A wild animal kills to obtain food, and not merely for the joy of killing. These guerrillas murder, and then laugh over it. The cannibal, who has been supposed hitherto to be the lowest grade of man, is really of a higher caste than these Spanish murderers. Men like Colonel Fondavilla, Sereros, and Colonel Benita, for a cannibal kills to keep himself alive. These men kill to feed their vanity, in order that they may pose as brave soldiers, and that their friends may give them banquets in hotel parlors. If what I say seems prejudiced and extravagant, it may be well to insert this translation from a Spanish paper, El País, colon, there are signs of civilization among us. But the truth is that we are uncultured, barbaric and cruel. Although this may not be willingly acknowledged, the fact is that we are committing acts of savagery, of which there is no counterpart in any other European country. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.